Hello, friends, and welcome to lesson 3. Okay, in this episode, I wanna explain you the idioms of this lesson 3. And in the previous episode, I read the whole text, and in this episode, I wanna explain the idioms to you. Okay, I have written or I have made a sentence with these idioms, and I wanna read them to you. But unfortunately, I didn't write a sentence for one, two, three, for three idioms, and I wanna make a sentence right now. Okay, so let's get started and consider the idioms. Okay, there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13 idioms. Okay, these idioms are so useful. They aren't lost cause. The lost cause is an idiom, and I wanna explain it to you. Okay, the first idiom is beside the point. Beside the point means it's not important. It doesn't matter. It's not important. Okay, I say the reason you were late is beside the point. Is not important. Okay, is beside the point. You missed the class. The reason you were late is beside the point. You missed the class. Okay, the next one is below something. B-L-O-W something. Below something means to destroy something. For example, I wrote this sentence. How was the test? I blew it. I blew it. It means I did poorly on it. Okay. Or for example, I read this example of this idiom below something. Example one is Brenda blew the interview. B-L-E-W or W. Brenda blew the interview and didn't get the job offer. Okay, blew the interview. It means it couldn't succeed in that interview or in that issue. Okay, so blow something means to fail at something. For example, interview or test or a work. Okay, the next one is buckle down. B-U-C-K-L-E. Buckle down. Buckle down means to start working seriously. I say, if you want to pass the exam, you should buckle down. If you want to pass the exam, you should buckle down. It means you should work hard and seriously. Okay, the next one is can't stand. Can't stand means to hate something. I say, in high school, I couldn't stand physics class. This is really true about me, and I hate it. You know, I hate physics, and it is over my head. It means over my head is an idiom, and I want to explain it further along. It means over my head means it's difficult for me to understand. Okay, so can't stand means I hate it. Okay, in high school I couldn't stand physics class. Okay, I couldn't stand. It means I hate physics class. Okay. The next idiom is to cut class. Cut class is to miss class without an excuse. For example, sometimes we don't go to a class, for example, English class or school or university, because, for example, we have sickness, okay? But sometimes we don't go to the class at school or somewhere else or an institution Because we want to do another thing. For example, we want to go outside, okay? So, cut class means to miss class without an excuse. Okay, I say, my sentence is, he cuts class to enjoy life more. He cuts class to enjoy life more. Okay, the next one is get real. Get real is to be serious or realistic. I haven't written sentence because I forget it or forgot it. Excuse me, I forgot it. Unfortunately, and I wanna read the examples of this section. Okay, get real means to be serious or realistic. You think you are going to win $1 million in the lottery? Get real. Get real. Get real means to be serious. Okay. Okay. The next one is have one's heart set on something. It means to really want something, to desire. Okay, desire means strong feeling of wanting something. Have one's heart set on. I say, Nicole has her heart set on going to New York this weekend. Nicole has her heart set on. Okay. Nicole has her heart set on going to New York this weekend. The next one is hit the books. Hit the books means to start studying. I say, hit the books. I know you have a test tomorrow. I read the example of this section. Okay. Hit the books. I know you have a test tomorrow. Okay. The next one is lost cause. C-A-U-S-E. Lost cause. Lost cause means useless. Something hopeless. I say my uncle spent 3 years studying engineering at University of Tehran, but he found out it was lost cause. It was lost cause. It means it was useless. Okay, he couldn't use that knowledge in his life. Yeah, lost cause means useless. Okay, the next idiom is not give a hoot. H-O-O-T. Not give a hoot. It means to not care about something. If you whistle in the outside or congestion, people won't give a hoot. It means people won't care about your work. Okay? If you whistle in the outside or congestion, people won't give a hoot. It has two synonyms. The first one is to not give a damn, and the next one is to not give a darn. Darn and damn. Okay, not give a hoot, not give a damn, not give a darn. It means not care about something. Okay, the next one is over one's head. It means beyond one's understanding. It means it is so difficult to understand. Okay, it is too difficult to understand. Okay. I couldn't stand physics in high school. It was over my head. I couldn't stand physics in high school. It means I couldn't stand. I told it to you. I couldn't stand means I hated. Okay. I couldn't stand physics in high school. It was over my head. It means it was so difficult for me. Okay. It was over my head. Okay. The next one is slack off. It means to waste time. Stop slacking off and work to make money. Stop slacking off and work to make money. And the final idiom is stand a chance. Stand a chance is to have the possibility of success. Stand a chance means to have the possibility. What does it mean? Possibility of success. Okay. I say performance of our team was poor. performance of our team was poor. We didn't stand a chance. It means we couldn't succeed. Okay? Performance of our team was poor and we didn't stand a chance. Yeah, these are 13 idioms I learned in this lesson. And this book is so great, Speak English Like an American. And I'm learning so many idioms and they are so useful. They aren't lost cause, okay? And you remember it. Lost cause means something useless. They aren't lost cause, yeah. yeah, that's all. And I don't have anything else. Thanks for listening and bye for now.